Welcome to season two of the Becoming My Stronger Me podcast, the mental performance series. I'm thrilled to be kicking off this new season with you. If you've been following along since season one, you know that we've been on quite a journey together. We've explored my great resignation, how it shaped me, and all the learnings and reflections along the way. We also got to hear the incredibly inspiring stories of others who've experienced major life pivots in their careers and those who pivoted in place. We had the opportunity to learn from experts and grow together. Here we are, 1 year later, and it's time for another new beginning. I'm Dr. Nasima Ebrahimi, and welcome to Becoming My Stronger Me, a podcast designed to help you become stronger in mind, body, and heart. In season two, the Mental Performance series, we'll explore the intricate relationship between mental performance, sports excellence, leadership, and personal growth to help you become your stronger you. Season two of the Becoming My Stronger Me podcast is all about diving deep into a new passion space, mental performance. I've discovered that unlocking our true potential starts from within. And that's what this season is all about. The Mental Performance series is dedicated to exploring the intricate relationship between mental performance, sports excellence, leadership, and personal growth. We'll be diving into the psychology behind peak performance in athletics, leadership roles, and everyday life. So what exactly is mental performance? Well, think of it as the mental skills and strategies that enable individuals to perform at their best, whether it's on the sports field, in the boardroom, or in their personal lives. It's about optimizing your mindset, managing stress and pressure, and cultivating resilience and focus. The literature and research on mental performance training in sports have evolved significantly over the years, reflecting growing recognition of that crucial role that psychological factors play in athletic success. Initially, much of the focus in sports psychology was on understanding the psychological characteristics of elite athletes, such as motivation, confidence, concentration. And in the mid-20th century, researchers like Coleman Griffith began to systematically study the psychological aspects of sports performance. Griffith's work laid the foundation for the field of sports psychology, emphasizing the importance of mental skills training for athletes. During the 60s and 70s, interest in sports psychology continued to grow, with researchers exploring topics such as imagery, goal setting, and relaxation techniques. This era saw the emergence of applied sports psychology as practitioners began working directly with athletes to enhance their mental skills and performance. In the 1980s and 90s, advancements in technology and research methodologies allowed for more sophisticated studies in sports psychology. Researchers began to investigate the psychological factors underlying peak performance in specific sports, as well as the effectiveness of various mental training techniques. One landmark development during this period was the publication of Daniel Gold's and Robert Weinberg's seminal textbook, Foundations of Sport and Exercise Psychology, which provided a comprehensive overview of the field and its practical applications. And then in the 21st century, research in sports psychology has continued to expand, with a growing emphasis on interdisciplinary approaches and evidence-based practice. Advances in neuroscience have shed light on the neural mechanisms underlying mental skills training, while new technologies have enabled researchers to monitor and enhance athletes' cognitive and emotional states in real time. Today, mental performance training is recognized as an essential component of athletic preparation, with athletes at all levels incorporating psychological techniques into their training regimens. From visualization and goal setting to mindfulness and self-talk, athletes have access to a wide range of tools and strategies to optimize their mental performance and to achieve their goals. But how do these skills and topics and competencies relate to leadership and personal growth? The literature and research on executive leaders who were previous athletes have highlighted several key findings and trends. There are transferable skills. Studies have consistently found that former athletes often possess these transferable skills that contribute to the success as an executive leader. These skills include things like discipline, teamwork, resilience, goal setting, and the ability to perform under pressure. Research suggests that the competitive and goal-oriented nature of sports fosters the development of these skills, which can then be applied effectively in the corporate or leadership context. It also affects leadership styles. Research has explored the relationship between athletic backgrounds and leadership styles. While there is not a one-size-fits-all approach, some studies suggest that former athletes tend to exhibit certain leadership qualities such as confidence, assertiveness, and results-driven mindset. However, it's important to note that individual differences and contextual factors can influence leadership style. We also see effects on networking and social capital. Participation in sports can provide opportunities for networking and the development of social capital, which can be beneficial for career advancement and leadership roles. Former athletes often maintain connections with coaches, teammates, and other individuals in the sports community, which can lead to valuable professional opportunities and support networks in their post-athletic careers. Of course, there's that performance mindset. Athletes are accustomed to setting goals, measuring progress, and striving for continuous improvement, all of which are important aspects of effective leadership. Research suggests that the performance mindset cultivated in sports can translate into a results-oriented approach to leadership, with former athletes often setting high standards for themselves and their teams. We can't ignore challenges and transitions. While many former athletes successfully transition to executive leadership roles, the transition process can also present challenges. Research has identified issues such as identity loss, loss of structure, and difficulty adjusting to the corporate culture as potential barriers for former athletes entering the business world. However, with proper support and resources, these challenges can often be overcome. Overall, the literature and research on executive leaders who were previous athletes suggests that participation in sports can provide valuable skills, experiences, and perspectives that contribute to success in leadership roles. However, it's important to recognize that those individual experiences will vary, and not all former athletes will follow the same trajectory in their careers. We'll explore these topics and more throughout this season. Whether you're an athlete looking to optimize your mental game on the field, a leader seeking to inspire and motivate your team, or an individual striving for personal growth and success, this series has something for you. We'll be sharing practical tips, actionable strategies, and inspiring stories to help you unlock your full potential. We'll cover topics like expectations, concentration, confidence, coping with mistakes, perfectionism, comfort zones, fear of failure, goal setting, and more. Get ready to join me on this transformative journey towards peak performance and personal excellence. And remember, your journey to greatness starts within. Stay strong, stay focused, and keep becoming your stronger you. until next time, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, join our Facebook group, send in your stories and feedback. And if you're looking for a mental performance coach or want more information, go to www.becomingmystrongerme.com. I can't wait to hear from you.